Yeah. Okay. So we're up to Shin Tanit. You're being up to your base now.
Your base.
Your base. So, okay. So we're doing Hichos Tchumim. Yeah. A woman who borrows water or salt, because you can't do it on Shabbat, so even though this is a sugyo in the end of Beitza, even though it's bottle, but since it's an ikir for the isa, or the ptera, so therefore we say that they have equal parts in it, and therefore it's they can't bring it outside. Either it has to stay in between whatever shvisa they have, it has to stay within both of their shvisas. Lachach mechavero biyamtiv gacheles. If he took a call, if he takes a call from someone on Yom Tov, he can only take it as far as that the original person could go. But if he lit a candle or ate something from a match, something like that, from his friend, because the shalheves is aimbo mamish, it doesn't have any mamashas to it. So therefore, it's not connection to the original flame. Bor shel yochid harehu kiragli ba'alav. A bor by yochid is like the people who own the area. V'shel osa ha'ir. And the bor of the city, Kiragle Anche Oisa, here that only you can only take water out of it as far as the tchum of the ear is. But if you find a well which is hefker, so then it goes by who the person who fills it up, and that's because. There, because he's kainei it when he picks it when he draws the water, so then he's kainei it, and we say breira. We're going to see by tchumim we do say breira and huvar the mafreya that this water was nogea to this person. We do say breira. We'll see cases of breira by tchumim if there's he can decide on Shabbos. If he sets an Erev two sides of the city, he can decide on Shabbos which side he wants to use on Shabbos, because we say Breish Breira Derabana, and by Tchumim we say Breira. Naras Hamoishchim, let's say you have a river, Mayanos Anovim, or you have Mayanos, whatever, Harehim Kiragli Mamale. The person who fills it is Ragli Mamale, because they're never going to Shvisa, because they're always flowing. There's no such thing as them being like in a specific place. If they come in mechutz l'tchum, it's not where there's like a river on the side of the city or in the middle of the city. It's possible that you can go ahead and fill because they're not kind of shvisa mechutz l'tchum. Who are then if you open your faucet? Right, if you know you're in a city where the water supply comes from outside the tchum, comes from the Kineret. I mean, I don't know. You don't know where how far it travels on Shabbos. The reservoir is outside the tchum. There's different, there's different situations. You don't have to make any cheshbonos. You'd be allowed to go ahead. Now, if it's a reservoir, could be it's like a bore. But if it's coming, usually, even if it's piped in, it does go through some sort of reservoir and then piped in, but not. Not necessarily. I don't know the systems, but if you know, let's say you do know that the water came, from outside. You have to be choshish because when you turn on the faucet, it's kind of shvisa wherever you open the tap. Even let's say you're out in the field, out in whatever, because that water is even though you can say maybe it came from chutz l'tchum, you have to be choshish for it. Mile mayim ibor shel hefker. If you fill water from a bor of hefker, it's a chavero for your friend. Harehen kiragli mamale. That's agrav mamale. That's machlekes over here. The svara is because we say that aviyam betiel chavero kana chavero. If you pick up something, filling hefker for your friend, he's paying it. So the ish poiskin, the yalacha brings the poiskin and say, therefore, it belongs to your friend. What do you mean? This shita holds that the mechanics of the way that the begvil lechavero that you pick it up, it belongs to him, as we say, since you have the ability to go ahead and take it for yourself, therefore you can give it to someone else. As opposed to if you can't, for whatever reason you can't. This is also using. So therefore, the shita holds that it's since really that really everything comes from his koach. So therefore, it goes by the person who draws the water. But Rav, the Bialach says Rav Poskim actually don't call it Shulchan Aruch, and they say that it goes by since the guy's calling, the other guy's calling it, so it goes to him. It goes by his shvisa. Mishai lo peres mufkadim beir acheres. The chokmi man, if someone who has fruit, peiros, grain, whatever it is, he's storing it or by some in a different city. But even if they oisa a year lavo etzlo, and those people in that city make an eruv tchumin to get to him. Lo yavir lo mi peirosa. They can't bring his peiros. She peirosa of kamohu. His peiros is like him, and therefore, and he can't. He didn't make an Eruv, so therefore he's stuck over here in this city. So therefore his parents are outside the tchum, so they can't bring it. That's where he, like, has a set place. If he just gave it over to a shomer or whatever, to where a storehouse, a warehouse, whatever, to watch it. So then, it's ki'ilu, it's in the reshus of the shomer, and however his shvisa goes, so if he made a tchumin to get to this guy, he can bring it to the owner. Misha zimen etzla orchem biyamtev lo yelchino biyadam manos l'makom she'en ba'al asur yachleilich bo. Someone who invites orchem, sorry, because on yamtev you're allowed to carry, but tchumin still also, you can't take manos l'makom she'en ba'al asur, you can't take manos to a place where he can't use it, for example, let's say a person makes an Erev Tchumin to get to a certain place in order to eat the Suda by someone, different city, different area, whatever, and this guy didn't make it, so therefore they can't bring it to him because this is out of his tchum. Unless they were coining it, they were machin' it to him. Unless zicha lahem eriyont, no. So that, I guess the case, generally, if you're bringing kugel to a kiddush, right? Let's say the kiddush is outside tchum, right? So there, generally, it's the baal sudas, you know, the person who's making the kiddush, this thing. So therefore, it has kona shvisa according to the people who are making the kiddush, thank you. So, right. Either let's say they picked it up for him. The case either they're machnet it for Shabbos, whatever. Oh, can you bring the potato kugel? Something like that. Bishus abala suda. Elian Kane. He said, "Listen, he's right here. He's mezakit to him, to them, to the orchim, because they're called that's why. Because they're mezakit to the orchim. Okay, you're bringing this, and really here it's yours, so they can bring it all the way to the house." But it's the same type of thing in Paris Mufkadim. It's the same idea. Hashin Tzadiches. This is like the deep tchumin here. How do you measure tchumim. Someone who wants to go ahead and to measure out a paim ama of the tchum of the city. What is a paim ama? So the sheer of paim. Alpayim Amma is around a kilometer. It's for Erech a kilometer. It's a bit less, for Chayno, it's a bit less, for Chazanish, it's a bit more. But, you know, if you have it real Shiloh, then you have to get Meduktak, so then you could start, you know, you have to get the exact shear and whatever. For Be'erech. It's a little bit less. It's a little bit less, according to Chayno. 48 centimeters, something like that. The Chazanish, it's like 53, something like that. It's a little bit more. So just, you know, an easier cheshbonos, we'll use 50 just to make easier cheshbonos to make things more, because you're going to be off by a few, you know, meters, something like that. Okay, when you know, if it comes on the Maisa, you'll be more medayik. So let's say it's a kilometer outside the city. Im ha'isa ha'ir aricha uktina, if it's like a long, thin city, or she'ha'isa murbas, lo'le rebu'a olam, or let's say it's a square city with corners, that has four walls, four corners, but it's not, you know, exactly to the directions of the, you know, north, south, east, west. It's northeast by south, whatever it is. Holy yesha dal zavios shavos. Since there are four, even it's a rectangle or it's a square, since there are four corners of the wall, you don't start trying to figure, like, you know, change direction, and we'll see a minute about adding on, you know, squaring the, drawing a square around the city, you just leave it. And you measure out Paim Amma out from the four walls, doesn't make a difference. Ha'isa agula. Let's say it's round. Rapid Shemesh happens to be somewhat round. I mean, you will see about irregular. The minute oisin la zavis, you make then you go ahead and you make corners. Kiel, you draw a square around the circle. V'roim osak kiel he b'soicha meruba. And then you measure out from this square, this imaginary square, you measure out a paim ama, l'chol ruach, shenimza mistaker the hazavio. So you get a bit extra of the tchum for the zavios, for the hypotenuse, I don't even want to call it the diagonal. That goes out to the corner there. That's still considered part of the city. If it's a triangle, it's an irregular shape. You take the outermost point of the city. You figure out which is the outermost, points, and you go from there and you draw a square. And then from there you go apayim ama lechol, you know, to out from there, and that's the tchum.
The tchum is always at least a rectangle.
Right. Well, if it's a regular,
either a rectangle or a square.
Right. Because you marba biribua. So the thing is, the difference between Sif Aleph in here is that when, let's say, it's a circle or any of these things, is that when you make a square, you always make the square according to the direct, the direct, north, south, east, west. So the Chiddush in Sif Aleph is that if it's a square city, whichever direction you go over there, but here, even if, let's say, it's an oval or whatever, and you think you want to get over there, but since you square it, you go by the directions of the world, and you go 2,000 miles outside of that. Dal ha'isa rachva mitzad echad v'ktsara mitzad echad. Let's say it's wide in one part. It's like a, you know, geometry class, a trapezoid. It's wide in one. So therefore, let's say it's shaped like that, then you look at you take from the wide side and you go draw straight down. If it's like in the shape of a gamma, which is Chazal is an L. This over here it's an L. Even though I do think there's so much more in Rashi it's an X, but right. This here is an L, right? Or kakeshes, or let's say it's like a bow shape, an arc. Let's say, so if in between the two ends there's less than dal alafim ama, which he says approximately 2 kilometers, a little bit more. Modin la min hayaser. Then you go ahead and you measure from the widest point. V'aroin, it's called roichav. Shebein hayeser v'akeshes ki iduhu mali batim. If it's less than dal alafim, so therefore you look at two sides, kilo the separate cities, and therefore this side gets 1,000, this side gets 2,000, this side gets 2,000. If it's less than 4,000, then you're going to go ahead, then the two tchumim meet. For example, in the case of the keshet, or a case of like a double sided whatever, if in between the two parts is less than 2,000, so you look as if the whole middle is filled up, and then you just go, 2,000 amas down from there. Right. Let's say it's at least 4,000 amas. Then you start at the back part. At the arc or whatever. The furthest point. Let's say it goes like this. It's in the shape of a bracket or something. So you go from the furthest point. You don't look at the middle, kilu, it's all filled up. Some say you go ahead and you measure from, the place. So let's say it's an arc, and let's say, so if you go at a certain point of the arc, the distance between the two is gonna be less than dal alafim. So some say you measure not from the actual end of the city, you measure from the point where you hit dal alafim ama. The whole zeshiyesh ben akeshet v'yesa yoser me'alpayim. That's where there's more between the keshes and the yeser, more than alpayim. Let's say you go from the keshes and you go straight down. So let's say you have an arc, right? And therefore, let's say at the very end it's the lafim. So between where the wall finishes to the point of you draw a line from the ends of the city, you know, like this. So if the point of where it hits 4,000 amos from the wall and from the wall is more than an apayim amos, that's when this whole din applies. So if alim im b'neim apayim. The Rama says that if there's less than alpayim from the wall out to the ends of the city on the two sides, then you have that's tochotchum, and you don't have to make cheshbonos about it. Right. It's the same thing. Right. And of course, in any of these cases, anyone can walk. The question is just walking outside the city from one side to the other in the field or whatever it is. But of course, a person can walk in the city however far he wants to walk. I looked up this morning the discussion in the Poskim nowadays about if a person is an heir of the city. If you go ahead and have, let's say, you know, Terus HaPesach all around the city. Does that, or you have, well, whatever, is the area of the city make a nafkamina for tchumin also? Or is that just a din in chatzera? Is that considered a wall that you go ahead and measure from that eruv or not? So I saw that in Orcha Shabbos, he brings that the Shmuel Orbach said that you could it's only Rabban, and you could be Makel, and you could, because he brings a raya from Kachim, I don't know, whatever, that you could consider it as a Pesach as a wall, and you could be Makel to measure from the, to Merabe or whatever from the Eruv. I don't know what, if everyone agrees to that or not, but, that's one. Not because, also it's not because it's an Eruv, it's because it's an Eruv and it's one Eruv, or because it's a city, we'll see, but it's because it's a wall, it's considered a Mechitza Derabanan, or Deraisa even, so it's a Pesach Mechitza Deraisa. No, because it's not a real Mechitza. The question is, if it's real walls, obviously, if it's just Tzuras HaPesach, well, no, it is. Not going to the Rambam, whatever. You know, if it's Paritz Meruba, the law of Erevim Ar, so then the question is for Tchum, can you measure it from the Tchum? It could be for that, it could be the Makom Lahakel, if you're not talking about your base meal or anything like that. Just, yeah, I was the person to ask a specific shayla, but Akupanim, that there is a diyun about that. Kobe's dira shayotzi me'ayir, if there's a house outside the city, im haya beino vein ayir, ayin ama, vishnei shlishim, shela beisa saim, if there is, if there's 35 and two thirds, which is, sorry, ayin 70 and two thirds, which, let's say it's about 35 and 36 meters, something around there. That's considered part of the city. It's considered part of the city. You measure from outside, from this house and on. And also only from this direction. Just because you have one house in one direction doesn't mean you start drawing the square around the whole city. It just adds on in one direction. The issue over here, the Shaila and the Sif, it seems machlokes to be shown here, but do you say there's no thing karpaf the ear? Karpaf, we say is shtela beis asayim 70 by 70, right? So a karpaf is a migrash outside the city, is an open area the city uses. So this was mentioned in Nase. It says that by Levim, it says that apayim ba'ava. That's the famous. Yeah, it's the famous thing with carni para, whatever. So it has to be. It happens to be there's a machlokes of whether Paim Ama is deraisa or not derabanan. It's a remez to this to the tchumin over there. Hakopanim is so. Shaila is, do you get a migrash of shivim of a karpaf of outside each city? So the yishomrim. So that's the thing is that if it's within the Karpov, influence in the Shivim Amos, so therefore considered part of the city, because we give the city a little bit of leeway to have something else out there. Obviously, if it's empty, then it gets swallowed up by outside the city. But if there's a house there, we give it to that. And then you could do another Shivim Ama from this house. Then you do 2,000 amas outside that. Because tchumin's derabanan, so therefore you would go ahead and give another shivim ama. Alimus is a machlokes over here, and the bir lacha does bring stanim lahachmir, but
is going to be it's coming to be made.
Right.
That it's not that it needs to be 70 and two thirds from the last house within the city, but I guess
no, it's a little bit
particular. But even if it's 70 and two thirds from the line that connects the two,
the Rambam's talking about something different. Let's say it's a square city, and you have a wall, and so you go 70 amos outside. So if there's a house just outside within 70 amos, So then you push the tum over to the house.
Right.
And then you give another 70 amos to put, if there's another house then, within the 70 amos, then you measure, sorry, then you measure 2,000, you put another 70 amos, and you measure 2,000 amos outside that 70 amos. That's what he's talking about. Meaning you push, according to everyone that you go from the house, you know, 2,000 amos. So according to Ramah says, you get another, you know, 70 amos besides the 2,000 amos, basically. Hi, Right. So you go by the square. I guess it's 70 amos outside the square. Would if there's a house there, you push
really,
it.
The point is, you know, that house is not really within 70 and 2,000 amos.
From the wall, right? But you go out from there. Okay, we'll stop here. Yeah.